This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is from Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home.
And we are joined with members of my community, which is the Melbourne comedy community, talking about an initiative that also affects me, because everything does. Why else will we talk about it? It's a very good initiative that they started during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival called Light the Way Home, and getting home safely for performers after shows, because they often go quite late and it can be isolating, and some people haven't got money to get home from gigs.
Yes.
And it's troublesome, and some people are at a higher risk than others. And so Kaylee and Vicky are here to talk about what they started up to help.
Welcome.
Hey.
Look
at that.
There you go.
Arriba.
Thanks for inviting us along, guys.
And thanks for being here.
Light the Way Home. It's you're going to say we came up with it or anything. We didn't come up with it, but no. We definitely helped put it into to play with the comedy festival.
There was a lot of different people that wanted to put something like this in play, and we just kind of happened to come up with a bit of an idea of how we were going to make it work, because originally Vic and I had gotten together deciding we were just going to do this, and as we sat down and put together a bit of a plan as to how it was going to work and had some friends come up with the names, we realised there was quite a lot of work involved.
Yeah, it's a bigger scope than what we could probably do, just the two of us, so we contacted the festival to see whether they had any interest, because they have, you know, a team of administration people and the ability to get fundraising and all that sort of stuff.
And
they were
important things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it turned out they were going to do something anyway. Like, they already had an idea in motion that they wanted to do something like that. They actually had some funds put aside that they were going to co-donate.
Yep. Yes.
And they have the capability to actually admin this program, which is amazing, because we thought we were going to do a lot of work. And turns out we're not doing that much.
No. I remember also
gotta like that.
But I remember, of course you are. It's so easy for everyone to be like, oh yeah, we should do that, we should do that. But you actually got together and said, this is how we're going to do it. And I remember, Kaylee, we were at a gig together and an anonymous person just gave you a whole bunch of money just off the back of all the horrendous things that have happened in our community to our own.
A male comic who has requested to stay anonymous, who's not a famous person, who's not a rich person, who just wanted to see something done. He just wanted to, as we all did, just wanted to see some kind of changes. So he came up to me after a gig and handed me an envelope with $1,500 in it, which is phenomenal. It's amazing. Just amazing. Yeah. And he said, just do it. And I went, okay, but I'm not sure how. So hence the calling Vic, and
I'm the how person.
Vic's very good at the how.
Vic gets stuff done.
But also Susan Proven and her team at Comedy Festival have been just amazing. You know, they're putting together a committee. Peter slowly is actually doing, you know, the admin stuff, and the way that they've gotten behind it and the support that we have from them is just phenomenal. Like, we couldn't be happier with it.
So if we talk about the how, so because clear the how person.
So what is it?
What is the who? Yeah. Who's the who in the
who
what?
Who is anyone?
Right chair?
So we're basically organising donation-funded rideshare trips for comedians in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And that is like it's a broad spectrum of people. It was meant to be for vulnerable people, people that are more at risk when they're walking at home by themselves, that sort of stuff. Like we didn't want anyone to have to walk home by themselves.
So is it just female comics?
Absolutely not.
At the moment, where female identifying, non-binary and trans is the priority, other vulnerable people are certainly able to apply. Yeah. There's no problem with that.
And financially as well. So we do a lot of gigs that aren't paid and they end very late.
Especially in Melbourne, most comedy rooms acts don't get paid.
Yep.
It's just the way it is in this
city. They get paid.
City.
And it's hard.
Yeah, welcome to comedy, Dan. Yeah.
Sometimes we get a beer.
Pay for transport.
Yeah, I might say with the corporate world.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yeah. You get beer. It's a payment.
I pay my rent in beer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, no.
I pay mine in exposure, so.
Yeah, exposure to alcoholism.
And so how do a performer who might be listening in get access to a safe ride home?
So at the moment, you can go to comedyfestival.com.au/lightthewayhome and that has all of the ways to either make a donation or to sign up. Or you can email. Hang on, I'm going to remember the email. It's LTWH register at comedyfestival.com.au.
Yep.
And basically they will set you up with an account for a ride sharing app. And any time that you've, like, it's meant to be for a last resort thing because the money only stretches so far. And because it's donation funded.
Can I say during Comedy Festival, it was 5 a.m. and I'm like, I'll light my way home. And they're like, you cannot use this. And I'm like, fair enough.
Yep.
Exactly. It is time limited. So we do have some limitations on it because we do want the money to last. So it's at the moment 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. I think is the time limit that we're doing. And then...
Great. Well, that's also like that gets you home from any gig in Melbourne in like from a reasonable time. Like it's not, it's not for people to stick around and get drunk. Sorry,
no,
Jack.
No, I mean, I would have known that had I not been drunk.
There's always fine print, isn't there?
No, but, I accidentally, because you select it, it's like, use your own account.
Yes,
and I was a bit, whoa, but I realised that. But obviously this is very important because this was an initiative that launched during the Comedy Festival, which was the month of April, but they're bringing it back, and it's a very significant week for why they're bringing it back this week.
Yeah, it is. So, unfortunately, this week is the anniversary of Eurydice Dixon's passing. It was a year ago. On Thursday.
Wow.
Yep.
Has that gone quickly? Awful.
So that's what really woke everyone up and said, it's how do we become safer? What do we do?
And so if people are listening who don't get paid in beer but actually get paid in cash, can we donate?
Absolutely, you can donate.
Absolutely.
Comedyfestival.com.au/lightthewayhome. There is a couple of ways to donate. You can buy what's essentially like a ticket sort of thing for a different price, or you can email them and set your own price for whatever, however much you want to donate.
So maybe at 2 in the morning when Jacqueline rings me to say, can you come and pick me up? I could just say, babe, I'll donate some money to this cause.
I'm sorry, are you saying that you drive people home at 2 in the morning? Because I'll take your number as well.
I do not, in fact.
I'll find where some.
We'll add some details about this to our Facebook page. So if you're interested in finding out more about this and either to donate or to access the service.
Well, keep your eye on the website because there's rumours that there may end up being some kind of show to raise money for it, some kind of event being put on to raise money for it. Hopefully
it's in the
big
baby planning stages.
Yeah,
but it's going to happen.
You're always planning.
I am. That's what I do.
Well, that's great. You're doing a very important thing. Thank you.
Thanks.
Really fantastic. Nice. Thank you very much, Emily and Kaylee. Stick around.
Emily?
Vicky. Oh, Vicky. Emily's my podcast co-host, so if you want to listen to my podcast with Emily Tresidoff, go find that.
That's what I did.
Also, Vic and Em's Gems.
Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.